Phil, job done, but perhaps not quite in the way we'd have liked at half time.
No, I thought we were great today. It was just we had a little 15-20 minute spell there because they've scored, where it's unsettling again, a little bit like Saturday. We've got something to hold on to, they've got nothing to lose, so it does look very edgy. But I thought we were superb for about 70 minutes there. I thought we were outstanding, and we could have been well out of sight, more than three. I thought, without being disrespectful to Frickley, the chances we had, 4, 5, all right, I might be being overgenerous with 6, but I thought we could have easily have got been that far ahead. But again, when you haven't taken your chances, and to be fair to the lad, he scored 2 really good goals. I say it almost identical, a bit of a prop at my lads in there, and I'll have to take it on the chin a little bit because I think I've made too many changes too early in the second half with lads who I thought the opposition, with the way we were playing, it shouldn't have disrupted us too much, and it did, unfortunately. So I have to take a little bit of that on board with regards to the way the game shifted, because I trust my players, and when they go on, I expect them to do a certain job and have a certain amount of quality about them. And hey, listen, young Matty Ashbrook's got a lot to learn, and he needs to learn quickly with regards to if he wants to play in this team, with retaining the ball and switching on. The lad got in behind him for one of the goals, I think, and young Oscar Durning, with regards to the job that he's got in midfield with tracking runners. But it's not just them too, with regards to making changes. It's sort of the other lads have to sort of help them as well, be talking to them, bed them in. But fundamentally, I won't make changes if kind of a reaction, and that was a bit of an eye-opener for me. And again, I'm not perfect and I'm learning every day. And you're taking off your best player in Sean Cook and things like that. But Sean's not going to keep me winning the game. He's going to get me another goal, so at 3-0, if I can't make changes then and give these young lads a chance, I'm never going to do it. But in the same breath, I won't be giving them as much game time if they're not doing what they should be doing.
Whilst you had to be a patient first half, because Frickley very much set the stall out.
They had 5 at the back.
Yeah, they did, and they sort of set the stall out. But to be fair to the team, they were patient, they kept going at it, and then they got the reward just before half time with 3 quick fire goals, all pretty similar goals as well.
We did exactly what we said. We saw they kept a high line, so what we did is keep putting it into a space to make their defenders face their own goal, because they left that. I couldn't believe how much space they were leaving for us in behind with the legs we've got. I thought Steve's was an outstanding finish, Tom Pearce was an outstanding finish, and Joe, and what's really nice is all 3 are forwards, and that's something we've been asking, can our forwards get on the score sheet, and all of them did today. A little bit obviously of a concern with Ozzy's ring, but I thought them 3 were outstanding, and like I said, they had Steve had another 2 chances to put the game away. We've had a goal disallowed. It's just frustrating that people remember the last probably 20 minutes rather than the first 70. So It's one of them where it's all about the results, as I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, and we're getting them. So when people will sort of look at it and think, oh, we haven't had a very good back end of the game, at the end of the day, people will just see 3-2, and that's all that matters at the moment.
And the result takes you into the playoffs for the first time this season, which all along.
Does it? Oh, I didn't realise.
Nobody's mentioned before.
No, it's great. It's great for the lads as well, and they deserve it. I catch up with these games in hand that we'd be there or thereabouts. Now we've got to do the difficult bit. I mean, we've got to stay in there. And we can see with the way it's going, people are bobbing in and out. And people will probably say, well, we've got some tough games to, but we've also played a lot of tough games as well. So it's really important for us that against the teams we, on paper, should be beating, it's really important we do. And it's really important we don't let our standards drop. Because, like I said, the first 70 minutes, we were far better than Frickley and well worthy of the points. Just because of the shaky back end of the game, it doesn't detract for me how much dominance we had in the game.
And you know, you're in those sort of playoff spots. Does the mentality a little bit change now that you're not chasing and you're perhaps being chased a little bit?
Nope. We just look forward like we did last season. We approach every game exactly the same. We'll prepare as well as we can for the opponents we face. I look at the pointer today with regards to with making changes as reward, and it's very, very strong. I mean, I've not got Ibu Tori in the squad, I've not got Rocky in the squad, Sam Hall wasn't in the squad tonight, 3 starters. It's really good to have that strength and depth. and it puts pressure on all the other lads, because Ibu, I was probably looking at it at 3-0 thinking he's not going to play. He did two, it gives me something to think about, and the defenders will all be worried and having sleepless nights now because they won't know who's going to be out, because he'll more than likely come in if he trains well Thursday.
So another game against another struggling team. They seem to be coming in bunches at the moment. Sutton Coldfield, the team that have got a 3G pitch, so does that present a little bit of a different plan for you?
Definitely, because they'll be very accustomed to playing on there. We won't be, even though we've got a 3G. We like to train on the grass. And the lads don't particularly like training on 3G. I don't think any players, for some reason, don't particularly like it. Really think about the surface, how we're going to approach it. The personnel we utilise, some personnel are more suited to 3G than others. So there's a lot to think about from now till Saturday, and we'll sit down and we'll assess how we've done today. We'll regroup and we'll train really hard Thursday, and we'll be ready to go come Saturday.
Cheers.